Veterinary Faculty Development, Part 2. Question. How do you think that changes in climate and environment will impact how we diagnose illnesses in veterinary medicine? Changes in climate and environment are inextricably linked on the most fundamental basis. Warming trends in the southwestern United States are likely to create more arid spaces overall, with some areas and periods of increased humidity and generally more irregular weather patterns. Thus, there is likely to be more unpredictability in the physical quality of ecosystems. These environmental pressures that ensue may create changes that result in greater health risks, both from direct climate health effect and from alterations in the bioenvironment favorable to other organisms, such as insects and the parasites and microbes that they transmit. With growing evidence, it seems highly unlikely that a warming planet will improve the quality of life for the vast majority of humans or animals. Many insect-borne infectious diseases produce symptoms in our patients that are very similar to each other, particularly in the acute phase of either an acute or a chronic infection. For example, fatigue, appetite loss, lameness, and generalized pain are just a few of the many symptoms that many tick-borne diseases can cause both early and late in the course of infection. Therefore, Ehrlichia, anaplasmosis, Lyme disease, and Rocky Mountain spotted fever may be difficult to distinguish from each other. How might this affect our ability to rely on current testing modalities, such as rapid screening tests, or even rapidly developing testing options, such as PCR? Some species of ticks can transmit more than one disease organism, allowing for a single patient to have disease co-infection. How will we determine which organism is the cause for the disease symptoms? In spite of the fact that diseases may cause similar symptoms, the outcomes to the patient can be radically different. Such scenarios already exist in our veterinary practices. The incidence of vector-borne diseases may become more frequent. They are likely to become more confounding as climate change progresses. Therefore, it seems reasonable to think that the following might occur. 1. Veterinarians may be more tempted than ever to resort to a quote-unquote response to treatment test, using medications such as doxycycline, even when a clear diagnosis is not achieved. What are the dangers of such an approach? 2. Costs for confirmatory diagnostics may rise, eliminating this option for many owners due to financial constraints. 3. With a prospective rise in incidence of these diseases, it is possible for co-infection with multiple organisms or of infection with another disease process altogether. If a test for Lyme disease is positive, the search for another co-infecting agent or for a separate disease process might cease. This scenario could lead to a premature closure bias, leading to insufficient testing and/or treatment. 4. Diseases that are now confined to certain ecosystems or geographic locations may expand into others, leading to misdiagnoses. The future of veterinary medicine is intimately related to the future of the planet. Veterinary patients, large and small, live in intimate contact with the environment around them and, therefore, the environment around human beings. Our veterinary patients are likely to be the sentinels of what is happening and what is to come regarding climate change, putting our diagnostic skills to the test.